Audio kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen. The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Dum 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 dum. 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 Dum dum dum.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Today Show. I'm Pat Collins, and today we have here Nobby Berry. Nobby, how are you?
I'm okay.
You know, when some Shiite Muslims also, when they hijacked the American plane, how did you feel about that?
Well, you see, I think that they did it for a purpose. They did it because they want their people free, just as you wanted yours free. Just as much they wanted ours free.
Why don't you have a free country then? Why is it communist?
Because that is just how we have been.
You may...
Actually, we don't want communists. We are not communists. We are socialist, different, but we just don't have a government like that and haven't had the power to change, and that's why we're changing the world.
I see. And, but, okay, if you're a socialist, okay, not a communist, and you're not free.
Yes.
And you want to be free, you know, you may just start World War III by doing this.
If that's what we have to do, we will do it.
Why?
Because we want it. It's not the freedom that we want. It is the feeling of power. Total control. Extreme power. Of everyone and everything.
Why aren't you satisfied with the power of your own country?
Because I do not feel I have the power. I am only the Shiite Muslim leader. That is it. Actually, I feel very hostile inside, and I know my men do. That is why they have hijacked the plane. They want their men free also.
How long have you been the president?
I have been the proud president of the Shiite Muslims for over 5 years now.
Why are you just now starting to want power over the whole world?
I do not want power over the whole world. I want power over my people and my land.
Well, why can't you get it?
Because there are people in the way that get in my way. They do not want me to have any power at all.
Well, we have run out of time, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Of course you will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, how about that one? Young children discussing World War III. seems like so many things that were soft and cuddly before suddenly have edges on them, doesn't it? Watch out for the paper cuts in this world. You are tuned to the Audio Kitchen, thought I should let you know. One more go-round here on Wednesday night. With me, the professor. Your radio friend until 8. Well, in case you didn't know, this is the last Audio Kitchen in this time slot. The last Audio Kitchen for a little while. I'm leaving my options open here. I plan to come back soon and or eventually and lay some more tracks, do some more shows around here. That is the plan. But the way things are and the way things may be, let's see how it goes. But it's hard for me to imagine not doing this show in the future. Meanwhile, let's do one right now. Let's have a show. We've been visiting Grandma Jones lately. Grandma Jones, a Florida senior citizen, I'd guess around 60. And she's making this talk tape for one of her grandchildren. And after listening to this tape some more, grown to know a little bit more about Grandma Jones. I think Grandma Jones lives in a trailer park and probably right around, Fort Myers, maybe Sarasota. Southwest Florida. And she's sending this to a grandchild that... Here's the situation I think it is. Her son is divorced, and the kid is with his ex-wife. So there's some distance there. And she's trying to bridge this distance with this cassette tape, this talk tape. But in reality, this is hardly meant for the 6 or 7 year old child it was recorded for. Because really, it's Grandma Jones in some existential stream of consciousness. Last week, when we heard from Grandma Jones, well, she was naked and getting in the shower. Well, since the show's taken a little break, I'm not going to go in total succession here. I'm going to jump ahead an episode. Just because I like the sound of this. This is Grandma Jones in the car. Grandma Jones taking a ride. She's on her way to Farmore and then perhaps to Bingo. But she suffers from perpetual cuteness, Grandma Jones. And when she's in her car, she's not just driving, she is tootling along. In fact, she's tootling on Tuttle Street. But it's full of all of her perkiness and plenty of sound, automotive sound. But she's showered and cleaned up and dressed up, teeth are brushed and in, and she's ready to hit the highway. Jump in the back. We're going for a ride.
It's 20 minutes to 3, so I think that bingo starts at 3:30, so I guess I better get on the way, and my cushy pillow is here in the living room that I take to sit on for bingo, and that, so I gotta get that, and so let me see what else I need. I also got myself a seat cover And Paul was going to put it on, but he forgot. But I think it's easy, so I'm going to do that myself. And, all right, honey, let's go. Oh, I forgot my water. And, dear, I hope you can still hear me. Oh, dear. Where's that mommy cat? Because, boy, when she gets a chance, she makes a beeline for the outdoors. She's naughty to do that. I've spanked her a couple times to make her stay in, but, you know, she was an outside cat, so it's hard to make her understand she can't be out. And, so, anyway. And by the time you come this summer, why, I'll have the air conditioning fixed. Because it sure was a hot last summer. But you have to learn to keep the doors closed. Because it costs too much money to air condition the outside. Well, here we are in the car. And we're gonna go now in a minute. Paul took my cross down again. And I really don't like that. So, okay. Let me put this cross back up in the mirror. He says it drives him crazy when he drives. But he didn't really drive my car while he was here, so might have just fallen out. And Penny gave that to me. Well, here we go. Are you ready? The roar of the engine. Backing out of the driveway now and gotta put some windows down. It's hot. I don't know how hot it is, but I wish it would get a little cooler. I'm kind of tired of hot now. I have the big snowman outside this year. And I don't know if you remember him or not. Remember the big snowman? But, so, he's jolly. Maybe one Christmas you could come and see him again. You know. Here we go. So there's a lady here turning down to Main Street now, and there's a lady, just one lady out riding a bicycle. You know, it's such a beautiful day, you'd think there'd be more people out, but there isn't. You know, I don't know if I know this lady or not. Doesn't look like a new bike, so she didn't get it for Christmas. These speed bumps drive me crazy in this park, you know. Boop-diddy-boom. Well, going by the shuffleboard now. They put things over the shuffleboard so that people don't have to stand in the hot sun to play shuffleboard. Which is kind of nice. I guess I call little roofs or whatever they're called. I don't know. But anyway, they got them over the shuffleboard court. When you come in, we could play shuffleboard. You know, I used to play, but I forgot how to play. But it's, you know, sort of fun, I guess. I really don't like it. That's why I didn't keep playing. Kind of quiet. No, but I don't see anybody out at all. Traffic is very light. So I'm down here now to Tuttle Street. Well, there's more traffic down here. Well, I got a car behind me, too. Get out here. There's a couple cars yet. And well, there's going to one turn in this way, so I won't be able to get out for a minute now. Oh, here we go. We got clear sailing, boy. Get right out here on old, good old Tuttle. Go, go, go. Coming to the first light. It's, well, it was red, but it just turned green. There's a car right, you know, kind of sort of beside me, and I wish it had either, oh, good, it slowed down. Now I can get in the other lane. I hope Farmore is not too crowded. You know, oh, I forgot to stop at the office and get the shopper's guide, but they don't call it the shopper's guide anymore. It's now called the weekly. So, but I forgot to get the weekly because they have a special bingo thing in there. So I gotta stop and get it too, because the bingo starts at 3:30. I don't want to be late either. And particularly since it's 20 minutes to 3 now. So I gotta get one to make sure what time it starts. And I don't think there's any there by the Farmore, but we'll see. As it tells you what time bingo starts on Sunday. Normally it starts at 6:30, except Sunday, and then it starts earlier. So I can't go when I have to work on the other nights because it doesn't get through till about 20 minutes to 11, and then I can't make it to work. I tried it one night and I was a little late for work, and so I just can't play on the nights I have to work except Sunday. And then I can come home and take a little nap before I go to work, which makes it nice.
So I wonder if Grandma Jones still has the jolly plastic snowman. Out back in the shed behind the trailer. Let's pull something else out of the cupboard here. Lift the top on another entree. There's a certain person, listener, contributor guy out there. A child, actually. And he's been played on this show a number of times. I'm always never quite sure if it's a good idea, but sometimes the material's pretty entertaining. And he emailed me this week begging me. He was on his email knees begging me to play something of his on this show. So This is what we got here. This is Petey. Petey, who lives upstate somewhere near WXHD, our sister station. And I played this once before a while back. And it's kind of a minor personal apocalypse, so kind of fits in with the show that's happening now. This is from maybe, I don't know, I forget how long ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And I know when I was a child, it seemed like the scariest thing in the world was the tornado warning. The sky turns dark green or purple, and the radio was filled with static, and you know, and your parents are shoving you down in the basement, making you hide in some dark corner. Well, this documents one of those occasions. And Petey had, it started off doing his regular tape recorder thing. The Petey show was underway. When he realizes that it could all just be over. And he gets a little worked up. So, the narrative string here isn't real, it isn't real thick, real dense, so you gotta do a little bit of listening, but starts off with the Petey show, and then you hear the various family events and arguments that occur as this tornado watch or warning is underway. Including some crackly AM radio, actually, where they're giving the warning information.
Hello? Okay, this is the Peter Show. And this might be the last Peter Show.
Yeah, because we're all going to die.
We're not going to die.
Yes, there's a tornado.
How do you know? Okay,
well,
this might...
Okay,
like, whoever finds us dead, if, like, we are...
Okay, we're going to be dead in a few seconds. Because the tornado's going to come in a few seconds. Okay?
So this is real. This is not like a joke.
I know. It's real.
We're going to die.
Okay, see you.
We're going to die.
This is the last Petey show. I know this because I know we're going to die.
Petey show!
Yeah, we are.
You're like, I know.
We're gonna die.
We are.
Because you're not going that shelter.
No, but I want to be your friend. Okay, I'll record it when the tornado comes and kills us. Everybody's mad at each other because we're all going to die.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
I'm going to die anyway. Who cares?
Let the brain bolt down. Honey?
Yes!
Bring both
S's
down.
Peter, we should bring PlayStation down so it won't die.
I don't want you to die, Chris. Come on. I won't bother you to die either. All the cats.
I want them.
And everybody else could die.
What the hell? Then we'll be like a doctor.
Then we won't know how to like drive a car and not go anywhere.
What the hell? So? I don't know. Wait. Can we just check which one?
Well, when Grandma's finished watching the new weather. Now you gotta take this half a thing, so.
Why don't we go to shelter? We're just waiting here to die?
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, like in a few seconds, it's gonna blow on the last one.
All right, you have to take two of these.
So I want shelter.
I want shelter, damn it. So let's like call a shelter to come in. Then like, but it'll be too late. They're like, okay, here's your shelter. Then we're about to go in, but the tornado comes and then we go.
Can't shut up. It's coming. It's coming.
We recorded that whole thing, too.
Get a culvert stitch or low spot and cover your head with your hands. Beware the
Chris?
Threat of rising water. Okay?
The creek will overcome it.
Last one. Tornado warning. The National Weather Service in Binghamton has issued a tornado warning for Delaware County in central New York until 9:05.
Oh, that was 9:00.
That's not here.
The National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado in eastern Broome County, moving east at 40 miles per hour. The tornado is expected to be at 50 cents Trout Creek by 8:00.
Trout Creek.
Was that us?
I'm recording this.
All the way up to Massachusetts and all over.
Massachusetts.
Tornado warning, severe thunderstorm warning, and
when we take a break at 11:30. I'll check.
Everybody will get peed on. It's like, ah! It's worse than hail! It's pee!
And the weather. Because we gotta hear the weather.
I'm recording.
I heard it!
Thunder!
Oh.
Hell, you are gonna die!
Kathy, you're sitting right in front of a bookcase. It'll be blown over. Right?
We have to take off the leash from Belle Danny. Because
Michael Creason?
Because if something falls over there, he won't be able to escape because of that thing.
This is not happening. This is not happening.
No, because it'll be peeing all over them.
It's not happening.
We could clean up.
It's not happening.
Life is death.
It's not happening.
Oh, my God.
Peter, what's the matter? Pete's the one that's making us nervous. Because you started him up.
I didn't start him up.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, my God. Grandma was
making fun of me.
I am telling you what I heard. You're not gonna die. I'll save you.
You're right.
Watch out for the cat food.
That's our dinner!
That's our dinner. Jim has no pants to wear.
Can we eat? Stop him from home.
Shut that door.
Root beer.
Oh, did not. Make sure you close that door, Chris. All
right. Shut up and let it open. In 2 minutes. Special weather report update. It says that it's in the path of Chester. Okay, I'm gonna record the cool beep beep sound from Weather Channel. Here's a cool sound. Up to 8:55 now.
Pete, you should be over here with
Pete, come on. Make it funny.
Shut up, Dad.
Hey.
Microwave is right on top of you.
I don't care, big boy.
I got a joke.
Would you shut up? So disrespectful.
He's frosting me.
Trying to get
home from the safest place.
Why are you 6 afraid of 7?
It's not moving the thing.
Oh, how do you know?
No.
Now?
It's
up to 9:45. It's just got blackout and terrible winds and stuff.
Kicks ass.
Okay, you were crying before and now you're like, this kicks ass.
Kathy, turn off the lights.
All of us?
Oh, it's this one flashlight. That's all we need.
Okay. Just one, Pete. Stop.
I'm just punching. How do you shut that off?
Where are the other flashlights anyway?
I got one.
You should all have one.
Stop. Hello? We're in the storm. Hail everywhere. Lightning everywhere. I think it's coming down.
As this storm passes now, of course, there's no electricity.
That sucks. Oh, I'm not going to sleep.
We have a battery.
Go up with a refrigerator.
Stop!
It hurts my eyes now.
I know. My eyes.
Ah! Whoa!
Really? Ah, it's disco through.
Is this go what? The storm has passed over. I repeat, outside. The storm has passed over.
No, I want something.
Right. Damn.
All clear. The storm has passed over. Family survives tornado warning. You're tuned into the Audio Kitchen. The professor, your host and curator. Playing all your favorites. Here's something brand new. Something I just found. Plucked from an answering machine at Shecky Rec's Resale Emporium. Another personal apocalypse. This time it's Yvonne having trouble. Trouble in the life of young Yvonne. Best guess is that she's a young, attractive female. Maybe just a little bit, she's used to getting her way. That's the idea that I get here. Her mom calls up and calls her princess in the beginning. And like many young American people, she's having some trouble with her credit, getting a few calls from Montgomery Ward and other creditors. Ringing up her phone. And then there's some apartment or house or something that she was legally tied up in on a lease or something. And at first it looks like her and the person she was legally bound to have all figured it out, and they have a guy to rent it or take it over, and everything's fine. And then the woman calls back, and everything has gone wrong. But that's not all. She has a boyfriend. A troubled relationship with this boyfriend, a young man himself, very young, it sounds like. And boy, do they go, well, I'm sure they went round and round on the phone, but all we hear is him haunting, stalking her answering machine and getting more upset by the call. It all has something to do with the fact that some men have called her. I don't know. But it sure sounds like things aren't going so great for Yvonne.
Hi, this is Yvonne. I don't know if my machine is working, so hold on just a second.
Whenever you are able to, okay? Maybe if you're too tired tonight, call me tomorrow. I bet you're going to be too tired. You're always tired, woman. Take some vitamins. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Princess. This is your mom. I just called to say hi to see how you guys are doing. I call you tonight. I'm going out to see Carl today, okay? I call you around 9:30 or you call me. Bye, sweetie. Love you. Bye, Donnie.
@ extension 377. This is Jewish Credit Center. Today's Friday. I will be in until 3:45. On Monday, I'll be in 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please return my call. Thank you.
This call is for Yvonne concerning Montgomery Ward. Please return the call to 1-800-287-9312. Thank you. down the storeroom. We're not going in early tomorrow morning, so we'll...
Hello?
You there?
Yeah.
Hi, Yvonne. It's Michette. I just wanted to give you some good news for both of us. somebody just pulled through at the last minute to move in. So, thank God. So, I guess, you know, you're free and clear, and I have my money, and everybody's happy, and I really do hope everything works out with your car and everything. I'm sorry it seemed like I wasn't really sympathetic to that. It's just that I couldn't really be stuck with the money, and I'm not at position anyway, so good luck to you. I hope everything works out for you, okay? Take care. Bye.
Hi, it's Rhonda. Are you there? I don't know what time it is. I'm guessing it's like 6. I just retrieved messages and wanted to give you a buzz. I assume you're going to a meeting tonight. Call me in the morning when you get up, okay? Or, you know, like 9. Whichever comes second. Or first, if you sleep in. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Yvonne. It's Michette. God, I can't believe it. This guy that said he was moving in backed out. I have a recording here, if you don't believe me.
Saturday, 5:57 p.m.
The other message is
hello, Michette. Hi, this is Walter. It's about 9:20. Please, if you're home or if you're in shower or get my message, call me so we can arrange if I can turn your keys in and pick up the deposit. I'm really, really sorry for your the inconvenience. It's very difficult for me to do this myself, but I guess that's just what needs to be done. So please call me back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That sounds familiar. Ah, so I'm back in square one again, so I don't know if you want to talk about this at all or... if you still want to just deal with it in court, sorry, but, you know, it's the way it is now. I thought I had some good news for both of us, but, oh, well. Okay, bye. Move in, so we need to talk about this, because this is just not, you know, fair. It's completely inappropriate, and it's not fair that I'm going to be stuck with this bill, because, you know, you... couldn't keep a promise and you flaked out and whatever, you know. I think we need to discuss this in a you know, kind of rational way, okay? Thanks, bye.
You know, I mean, I don't understand why you made plans with anyone when we already had plans. And then I really don't understand why, you know, even then, our plans got pushed back, and now they just got completely blown off. So, I don't know. Call me.
Honey, we need to talk. Will you please call me as soon as you get home? It's 11:40 now. Hey, it's 12:30. I'm going totally nuts here. Call me when you get in, please. I can't go to sleep until I talk to you.
Hello, Yvonne. How are you? It is Lorenzo. I just returned from the gym. It's 8:15. I worked all day. And I'm calling to say hello. And give a call back, 470-8894. Bye.
Bank. My phone number is area code 415-705-7464. Thank you.
Hi, Vaughn. It's 6:30, and I'm about to walk out. I've got a couple of things to do to finish up my day, and I'm coming home. I think I kind of spent myself today, so I'm going to get some cool out. I'm going to do some cooling out, I think. So, if you're not
too busy or after you're too busy, if you want to give me a call, I'll probably be at home. And would look forward to hearing from you, if not seeing you. And I hope your tax thing went well. I know it's a madhouse at the post offices. But if not, I hope you have a good time tonight, whatever you do, and look forward to maybe talking to you tomorrow. I don't know. I feel like you're going to be kind of busy. Well, we both will, actually. But peace, Skinny. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What we want, but they do have a trusting, loving relationship, and they've gotten over our problems, and it is possible to do it, but we both have to be committed to making it work and wanting the same thing. You know what I want long term, and you know I'm willing to go to any lengths to get it. It's not too much to ask to have a commitment that I'm not going to see, or that you're not going to see anybody else. But if you can't do that, I'm sorry. I will always love you. I've never loved anybody the way I love you. It was never the same with Julie or Catherine. And I don't know them. I'll ever have these feelings again, like this. I was so sure, I still am, you know, that if we work on this, that we can have what we both want, you know, the kid, the f***ing house, the f***ing white picket fence, little Dalmatian. But if we're not committed to making it work, then we can't have it. I love you. Goodbye. This is what I get for telling you I got a number from somebody and didn't even call them. When you just told me, I said, you're going to have guys that are calling you stop, right? And you said yes. So obviously you've even had f***ing guys calling you and talking to you. You know, you gave me a business, or showed me a business card some dude gave you and you took and you threw it out. I f***ing was honest with you. Okay? I did get a f***ing phone number. I didn't even call them. You would having guys calling you at your apartment, and I'm getting because I got a phone number. You know what? You don't, you know, I was being honest with you because you were cool enough to give me a commitment. Hold on. You know, I give you a commitment, or you give me a commitment finally. I want to be honest with you that I actually did get a number, but I'm throwing it out. And you hang up on me and won't take my call? You've had guys calling you at your house. You have talked to men on the phone. And you're pissed off because I even got a number? How did these guys get your phone number, Yvonne? You gave it to them, didn't you? Obviously, somehow these guys caught your phone number and were calling you. You know? Go the up. I was honest with you and this is I get. Did I treat you like when you showed me that business card that you got from that guy? Did I give you anything about that? I didn't even say a word about it. And you're going to do this to me. This is what I get for being honest. It, you know, you don't call me again. You know, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite and you're two-faced. You can sit here and hang up on me when I'm honest with you about having a phone number and you've been lying to me about guys calling you. That's a hypocrite, okay? I got a phone number. I didn't even call this person. Guys called you at your house. You've went out with people. You can sit here and hang up on me. You're a hypocrite. You can sit here and say, and not accept my phone calls and hang up on me when I'm honest enough to tell you, yeah, I did get a phone number. You weren't even honest with me about getting a phone number. You never even admitted it. I just said, tell him to stop calling me. You said, yeah. So, I mean, that's admitting it. But, you know, you can't even say, you're. Look, you sit here, get phone calls from guys, talk to guys. You probably went out with them for all I know. And just because some girl gave me a phone number, I didn't even talk to her. She gave me a number, I put it in my jacket, and I didn't even talk to her. Okay? And you're going to be like this to me? Give me a break. Right?
you come into reality, and because you have called people and had guys calling you, and you have no right to tell me anything about somebody else giving me a number when I was hanging with a dude playing pool and some chick came up and tried to, like, talk to me. That's bogus. You know? It's not like she has my number and calls and I don't answer the phone when you're there. Stop playing games with me, Elon. Alright? Just either come to terms with it that you're the one that's been lying about people calling you and alright? I was honest about telling you that somebody gave me their phone number. I never called her. Alright? And unless you can get honest and accept responsibility for the fact that you were lying to me about guys having your number, you know? You were lying to me. And until you can come to terms with that, don't bother calling me anymore. Alright? I'm tired of this shit. You can sit here and call dudes and get phone calls from guys and for all I know go out with them and just because some chick gives me your number when I don't even call her, you're going to act like this to me? Did I treat you like shit when you showed me that business card? Did I treat you like shit just now when you told me you'd tell them to stop calling you? Did I say anything? No, I didn't say a word to you. Just tell them to stop calling. That's all. Did I hang up on you? Say, yeah, you've been lying to me for the last 2 weeks about guys having your number and shit. Did I do any of that to you? No. You're a f***ing hypocrite. Either come to terms with it or don't call me again, alright? Goodbye.
This call is for Yvonne concerning Montgomery Wards. Please return the call. Thank you.
The time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and dial again. The time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and dial again.
Oh. Whew! Man. After you hear enough of that, you want to cheer on that breakup. Get away from that guy. Man, oof. You're a hypocrite and a two-face. I don't know. But he's living under some illusions that he's going to get the white picket fence and the little Dalmatian. Holy moly. Well, let's change gears here in a second. Meanwhile, I want to tell you that while the show is taking a break, I will continue in the world, and the library that makes up this show will continue as well. And I would more than welcome your contributions. If you've been a regular listener, or maybe this is the first time you've come across the show, and you know you have something that ought to be on the air that fits in with this unique format, send it on over. The address is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. And over the last 2 years of doing this show, I've gotten so much email. So much nice email. And I welcome it. There's many of you out there. Some of you right around the New York City area here. Others across the country and across a couple oceans. Who semi-regularly contact me. I'd love to hear from you while I'm not on the air here. Although I may come back and do some fill-ins. But my email for you is theprof@wfmu.org. Even if you're just hearing an archive, love to hear from you. Well, things have been a little strange around New York City lately, and probably around your town, too. I guess the one thing that people are kind of needing is some assurance, maybe a little bit of a carefree feeling. Well, here's a little bit of that. Care of 1949. It's Fred J. Weber. Tuning in to the Hit Parade. He's laying in bed. I think it's a Saturday morning. Little babies there. Their kitty cats laying on the bed. And it's the height of everything.
We'll bring you the latest news about the 15 top records in the nation's jukeboxes. We got up to number 15. Number 16 was Freddie Martin.
Here we are back again.
Für ein Wiedersehen.
Und alles, was geht dazu.
Les Brown's record, I've Got My Love to Keep Me
Warm. Oh, this is terrific. What do you think, Ed? What do you think, Schnee? Is it terrific or isn't it? Schnee.
Woo! Schnee, you interrupted my child again.
Is it good or not?
It is more than terrific.
He's not supposed to sleep when this record is on, Schnee. Marcy! No, don't let him hear.
Oh, I left you in the middle.
Da da da. Hey, let go and tell him, take him away.
I get my bed to keep me warm.
You have your bed. Hold him on his face. Da la da do da 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 do.
Bobby,
what the heck? You have to pull him back though so he doesn't grip.
Why, he is so far. You can't stretch him. He is.
My songbook.
A bed is no place for songbooks.
I'm going to talk so loud. People can hear you.
It's supposed to.
Da 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 da.
You want to see what's going on?
Da 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 da.
Get out of my toes.
Get out and get me some money too, my wife says.
Get out, give me some
tea. This is terrific. What? Da 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 da.
To keep me warm, number 15.
Well, should have been number 14 and a half.
Here's a record that was number 22 last week. Oh. It moves up 8 buttons in the nation's jukeboxes to the number 14 position, just outside of the top 10. Number 14.
What could that be?
Fast come up, but it's going up even faster. Harry Como again.
Harry Como.
Harry in the number 20 spot with Blue Room. Here he is.
Would it be
number 14?
Would it be
Some Enchanted Evening?
This is wonderful. This is terrific. This is superb. This is the height of everything. Lucy?
Yeah. I can go out of bed now.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again.
Bing Crosby sings this number, the
best,
yes. But Perry Como comes second. Frank Sinatra hasn't got such a good recording of this. I don't like the way he pronounces room. He says room. La room. Maybe he means rum.
Look how
Mousy slept. Mousy just looks sitting up in bed next to Schnee. Sing in your eyes. I mean, in your dreams, huh? Yeah. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Wise men never try.
Some enchanted evening, when you find
your true love, some magical
when
evening,
when you feel her call you, across
the crowded room. Side, make her your own, through your life,
may dream on and on.
Once you have forgotten,
once you have found her,
never let her go.
Once you have found her, never let her go.
My neck.
There's the number 14 record.
Yes, and now this spool is just about used up. I'm going to change spools now, so you people just sit tight, all right?
Wait.
And we leave you with this thought.
Okay, that's the end of this spool. The Audio Kitchen is signing off. This is WXHD in Mount Hope. But really, really, it's WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, located in Jersey City, two blocks from the Hudson River. The professor signing off as well. I hope to be talking to you sometime soon. Bob W. up next for your listening pleasure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being around. I hope to hear from you. Again, my email is theprof@wfmu.org. God bless humanity and whoever else might be listening. See ya.
Goodbye.